Well, praise the Lord, everyone. We're Angelo and Carrie with the ministry Make Straight the Way of the Lord. We're going to be here for the next half hour preaching the Word of God. Everything we do is right out of the Word of God. The name of our topic this week is Taking God at His Word, Not Our Words. Stay tuned. Praise the Lord. From all sin, it's a Holy Ghost that Jesus is giving away. Well, praise the Lord. We are Angelo and Carrie Benetti. We are with the ministry Make Straight the Way of the Lord. We get that scripture right out of the Bible. That's in Isaiah chapter 40. There's a lot of people that don't know the Word of God. They don't read the Word of God. They've made no provision in their lives for God. You know, I just thank God we have His Word, and we have to do it God's way. God has a specific way, and in His Word, He tells us all about it. My wife Carrie's here this afternoon, and here she is.
Hello, everyone, and God bless. That's right. I think that Proverbs says it all here in Proverbs 14. It says, you know, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In other words, a lot of times we do things the way we think is right. Not that we don't care about what God says. And what we need to start doing is saying, wait a minute, this is what man is doing, and realizing when it's a man's commandment. And what we want to do is we want to follow God's paths. We want to follow God's ways.
Amen. You know, I just thank God for today. Today is Yom Shishi. It's Friday, approaching the Sabbath of the Lord. I just thank God because the Sabbath is the fourth commandment of the living God. You know, what Carrie, my wife, was saying is very correct. It says in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 1, Jesus said, Yeshua, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. So there's another reference that God has a specific way. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 21, Jesus said unto him, if thou be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And that's what we have found lately. We have been visiting a lot of different churches, synagogues. We just visit a lot of people. And we find they're not following the commandments of God. They're not following the Lord. And that's what this broadcast is all about, is following the words of the living God. Not our own opinion, not what we think. And everything we're saying to you this afternoon, you could verify by looking up in the Holy Scriptures. We only use the Tanakh, which is the Old Testament, and the New Testament, of course, which is the Brit Chadashah. We don't use any other writings. Only the Bible is inspired by the living God. All the other writings are of men, and we don't hold those in any value. Other people might have some nice things to say, but we trust our souls with the word of the living God.
Amen. That's right. And maybe one of the reasons that people are choosing their own ways these days is because a lot of people have forgotten about the fear of the Lord. And you know, if you don't fear the Almighty God who created the heavens, created the earth, and also drowned every one but eight souls in the flood, if you don't read the testimonies of the Old Testament and understand the fear of the Lord, and it says in Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we have to pray for the fear of the Lord. You have to, because we don't see God every day. If you do something wrong, you're not hit by lightning.
Thank God. You know, you're right. The Bible says in the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 19, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. We're supposed to read the Bible every day, all day, that he may learn, you have to learn to fear the Lord, his God, and to keep all the words of this law and the statutes and to do them. So it's a learning process. You know, I just thank God for the fear of the Lord because it makes a man depart from evil.
There's a lot of cards people play out these days. They say, so you think you're more righteous if you keep the commandments. Well, you know what? Maybe a lot of people don't know this, but in Deuteronomy chapter 6, 25, the Bible defines righteousness for you. And it said, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Now, remember, it says, as he said, not as we wish to do, or as we pick, or as we choose.
Amen. That's correct. You know, I just thank God for the word. In 1 John chapter 3, it says, "Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law." In other words, you don't even know what sin is unless you know what the commandments are. In the book of Romans chapter 7, verse 7, it says, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. I had not known lust, except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin taken occasion by the commandment wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. For sin taken occasion by the commandment deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good." So I just thank God for the word of God and for the commandments of God.
Amen. Because as we all know, that we are saved through grace, by the grace of God, because all the sins that we've done in the past are, as in the Old Testament says, worthy of death. I think Paul says that in the New Testament. We know they're worthy of death by God's judgment. We know God's judgments because he expressed them in the Old Testament. We're worthy of death, and we're saved by his grace. Now in Romans, it says, "Whom God hath set forth," this is talking about Jesus, "to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God." And that's what people get wrong these days. We're talking about when we're saved through the grace of God, he takes our sins that are past and he forgives us for those sins. But now it's our duty as man to keep his commandments and not to sin. Because it's, if you say you know him and keep not his commandments, you're a liar.
That's
the
right.
Truth is not with you. So we need to keep his commandments, because the love of God is keeping his commandments. His love for us is that he died on the cross, suffered and died on the cross, and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And in return, we need to follow his ways and follow his word. And you know, we need to take him at his word. When Jesus says something, we can't just change his word. We have to take him at his word, specifically what he says.
Amen. You know, that word that in that scripture, you know, sins that are past, a lot of people pass over that verse. They don't read it for what it says. You know, if you read anywhere in the Bible, I'll just, at random, I could just say John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus makes it very clear. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And John chapter 15, verse 10 says, If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Now this is right out of the Bible. We didn't write this. This is right out of the scriptures. You can read it yourself. And we want you to do that. We want you to verify these scriptures.
Amen. We do. Please read. And I'm going to go through a couple examples of things that Jesus said. Now, when Jesus spoke in the New Testament, he was black and white in his speech. And that's how we need to read him, exactly what he says. In Matthew 19, and one man comes up to him and says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may enter eternal life?" I mean, he's asking the question we all want to know. What do we have to do to enter eternal life? And this is what Jesus says. He says, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life," he's giving you the answer here, "keep the commandments." Well, the guy said, he said unto him, which? And Jesus says, "Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And the young man said unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" And Jesus said unto him, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You understand here, and you need to just read the word and take it for what it says. Jesus did not mention all the commandments, but you recognize them as the commandments. Now, he didn't mention, thou shalt have no strange gods before me. But yet, obviously, this man had his money before God. So what I'm trying to say here is that you can't yourself in your own wisdom say, well, he didn't mention the Sabbath, so I don't have to keep the Sabbath. Or he didn't mention molten images, so I can make molten images. No, we all know what the commandments are. And we can't change his word and make it to what feels comfortable to us in our life today.
Amen. You know, I just thank God for the word. We can't pick and choose which commandment we like or which one we want to exclude. You know, there's only one new commandment, Jesus said in the New Testament, is to love your neighbors as he has loved you. That is the new commandment, to lay down your life for your brethren. And I just thank God for the word of God. It never changes. You know, because the reason why when we're telling you these things, we understand, of course, it's by faith and by the grace of God that we obtain salvation. It's only through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ we could be saved. He is the sacrifice. After you're saved, the Bible says to pick up the cross daily and follow him. You can't just go follow yourself or follow teachers. He said to follow him. You know, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death is the judgment. This life is just a vapor. That's why we want to make sure we're rich toward God while we're here. We want to make sure we can do everything possible while we're here. You know, and we don't want to do it in our own will or in our own spirit, but we want to do it in the spirit of the living God. You know, it says in the book of Revelations, chapter 20, verse 12. Now, this is the book of Revelations, the last book. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. You're going to be judged according to your works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which was in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. I just thank God for the word of God. It's very clear. There's no misinterpretations. You know, there's no private interpretation of the scriptures. We believe the Holy Word of God was written by holy men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is preserved, as it says in the book of Psalms. We have the perfect Word of God with no errors. We have the Masoretic text, Ben Chaim edition, which is the Old Testament. And we have, of course, the Textus Receptus. And when you put that together and translate it into English, we get the King James Version. And that's how we know which version is the accurate version with no mistakes. I just thank God for his holy word, because it matches the original scriptures, the original tongues.
Amen. And that's the problem, is that everyone thinks they're doing the right thing, but they're just following what their churches say. They're not. The churches are reading, a lot of them are reading the NIV, and no one questions that, just like you mentioned. You have to do your study on the Bible, because that's imperative. You have to know that you're reading the right word of God, and you have to know what sin is. And the new Bibles have made sin less of a sin.
That's right.
It has, and it's changed words. If they took the word sodomite out, does anybody know what a shrine prostitute is? Because that's what they changed it to. If you look that up, do you know what a shrine prostitute is?
That is so confusing to today's people.
Yeah, they took out fornication and put sexual immorality. What does that mean to a teenager these days? We certainly know what fornication means, but
that's right.
There could be a lot of different definitions of sexual immorality.
And if you want to know what fornication is, look in your dictionary. It says having sexual activities with someone when you're not married. And today, of course, in the world, that's no big deal. But the Bible says people that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So it's, if you're doing any of these things that are contrary to the commandments of God, you need to go find out what God says, not what we think.
That's right. You can't go by what feels good in your life or what you really want to do. You have to follow God's word. You have to take God at his word. There was a radio station I listened to somewhere in Alabama, and the guy had a good story that it kind of tells you what we're talking about here in human terms. There was a man, and he was going to be leaving for some time, so he wanted to build his farmyard. So he gave his son a drawing of what the farmyard should look like, and he was supposed to build it exactly what the drawing said. So he came back, and he asked his son, did you build it according to the drawings? The son said, yes, father, everything that you said. So he decided to take a tour, and he goes to the house, and everything was as the drawing said. But as he got on towards the barn, he noticed that in the drawings, he had put the well by the house, but his son had put the well by the barn. So he asked the son, he said, why did you put the well over by the barn, by the house, when I told you to put it by the barn? And the son said, well, obviously that was a mistake, because everybody knows you should have it by the house. The father didn't say much, and he looked at the rest of the farmyard, and it was correct. So they went to the house, and the father said, well, son, you didn't do according to my wishes. And the son said, well, father, I followed everything according to your plan, except for the obvious mistake you made when you put the well by the barn instead of by the house, and I just moved it. And he said to the son, no, son, you didn't follow anything that I said, because as you were following the drawings, you were questioning everything according to what you wanted, and if it didn't match what you wanted, you changed it. Therefore, you didn't really follow anything that I said, but only what made sense to you. And I think that's what most people do in their lives today.
Amen. That's exactly what people do. People always think they want to second guess God, or they want to correct God's word, or they think God maybe made a mistake, or maybe he went on a journey somewhere. I notice, you know, every time spring and summer comes, today's the first day of summer, and of course people's minds are far from God. They're thinking about vacations, and people have made no provision for their soul. It's very unfortunate. Most people think of God 1 hour or 1 hour and a half on the first day of the week, which is called Sunday, and then after that they forget about him for another whole week, and they don't have made no provision for God. You know, it's such a sad thing, because one of these days, time will be no more, and only what we have done for the Lord is going to last. Only the things we have done for Christ, the Messiah, is going to have any meaning in eternity. I just thank God for the blood that he shed for us, and for the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. It makes us want to do these things, and it's a great thing. We love serving the Lord. It's in such a day and hour when it's so dark, we can see the Lord's coming back to earth again. You know, just recently, my wife and I, we have seen through the news that they're taking down the Ten Commandments off a lot of office buildings around the country. And we think that's such an abomination. And we understand most people don't even know what the Ten Commandments are. They all say they believe in the Ten Commandments. But we'd like to just maybe go over what the Ten Commandments are, and so you could see if maybe you need to reread them.
Amen. Let's go through them. Because there are a lot of people, you're right. You ask kids, we asked our nieces the other day. They had a hard time going through the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, and their parents didn't know what the commandments were.
Mm-hmm. Let's go through them. The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. No other gods before me. Number two is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Amen.
Number three, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless to take his name in vain. Number four is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because if you remember in Genesis, he hallowed the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week in Genesis. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day, that's Saturday, folks, is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Number 5 is the first commandment with promise. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Number 6 is thou shalt not kill. Number 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. Number 8 is thou shalt not steal. Number 9 is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And number 10 is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Amen. You know, I thank God for the commandments of God. They're not hidden. They're in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. You can read all about the Ten Commandments yourself. And we encourage you to do that. The Bible does say to study to show yourself approved. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, to prove all things and to hold fast that which is good. You got to make sure you study to show yourself approved, everyone. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. You have to make sure you can rightly divide the Word of God. And it's very important that we reject the tradition of men and keep the commandments of God, because that's in the parables of the Lord, Yeshua, Jesus. In Matthew chapter 15, he talks about that. In the book of Mark chapter 7, he talks about watching out for the religious leaders. And, you know, even your pastor or your rabbi, make sure what they're saying lines up with the Word of God. Do not use any commentaries or any other books to void out the commandments of God. Because one of these days we're going to meet God. We're not going to meet anyone else.
Amen. And it's amazing how people's anger stirs up when you say the same thing to them that the Bible says over and over again, and that is, you have to keep God's commandments. I'm not saying anything mean to you. I'm telling you what the Bible tells you, but it brings anger onto people's faces.
And that's so amazing to me because, you know, our country was founded on the principles of God. You know, that's what this country is all about. I just thank God that we still uphold the commandments of God. We believe in keeping the commandments and the ordinances. And the commandments of God are not grievous. It's a joy to know you're right with the living God. When you lay down at night, you could say, wow, I've kept the commandments. I've done something for the Lord today. And you know that you're chalking up blessings in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, there is a kingdom of heaven, folks. And there is an eternal life. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Because, you know, think of it. When you die, and we all will, we're all going to die, and our body's going to go to the ground, and our soul is going to go up to God who gave it.
Amen.
And think of it at that moment when you're and you know at that point what heaven is. And I know it's really hard to imagine down here because a lot of people don't think about their eternal life during the day, but think of how you would mourn for those things you didn't do when you were down here on the earth, and this is the only time we have to do it. When our time is up, it's up. And this is Jesus talking. I'm going to tell you something else that Jesus said, so please listen to Jesus and take him at his word. This is in Matthew 7. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Many will say to me in that day, and he's saying to me because he knows he's God.
And these are people that think they're believers, Christians.
Yes, he's talking to Christians here. Lord, says many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then, now Jesus is saying this, folks, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. He never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Amen. And that's exactly the words of Yeshua, Jesus. I just thank God, you know, he makes it very clear, and it's very sad to see people think that they're serving the Lord, but they're doing their own will. They're following the traditions of what they were taught. They're not lining it up with the Word of God. It behooves us to do these things for the living God. We encourage everyone, please, go verify what you think you believe, to know what you believe. Make full proof of your ministry.
Amen. And in Isaiah, he says it wonderfully, chapter 59, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not short and that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot bear. but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. That means your sins. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. He does not hear the prayer of sinners. And we have to make sure that we know, just as you said, Angela, you have to know what you know. You have to understand
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen. You should prove everything that you think you know. Verify it. There's libraries. With the advent of the internet, you could look things up. Get yourself lexicons that you know are not corrupt. You know, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, 13, says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, God calls it his holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways. Stop doing your own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure. Don't do your own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and God says, I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Praise the Lord. And that's in Isaiah chapter 58, 13. Please read chapter 56 of Isaiah. And read the book of Luke. This is the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 56, where it says, after they took the Lord off the cross, laid him in a sepulcher, he stayed in the sepulcher on the Sabbath. And it said, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. This says this right in the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 56. They are still keeping the Sabbath in the New Testament. It's the fourth commandment. It has no preeminence above any other commandment, because you have to keep all the commandments, folks.
Amen. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. So just because lightning doesn't strike you when you don't keep the Sabbath or any of the commandments, don't think you don't have to keep them, because when we die, we have to face the Lord God. And now, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
The whole matter.
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Where's that verse at?
It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13 and 14. And 14 says, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. There's nothing you can hide.
Amen. And that was from King Solomon, king of Israel. He said the conclusion of the whole matter was to fear God and keep his commandments. You know, I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank God that we're here today. And if you have heard this broadcast, please say a prayer with us. You too could be born again.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.